Hey, welcome everybody. This is Desk Party, episode 1. I'm your host, Jardo, and this is my co-host, Spud.
Hey, what's happening, party people?
Hey, so on today's docket, we're going to talk about hard candies that make your life hard. So, Spud, tell us your least favorite hard candy.
My least favorite hard candy?
Mm-hmm.
Have to be a jawbreaker.
Oh, yeah? Did you ever break your jaw on one?
No, I almost choked to death on one when I thought it was a gumball. The people at the party were so frantic, they knocked everything over, and they ran across the table to smack me in my back. If I was old enough to know how to or what to say, I would have said, "What the fuck's wrong with you?"
Sounds like that was a traumatic experience.
It was more like, oh, gumball. Pop it in my mouth. Oh my God, that's not a gumball. Oh God, it's in my throat now.
I had a similar, and by similar, I mean completely dissimilar experience with...
I think it was at your birthday party.
I'm pretty sure I never invited you to a birthday party. Anyways.
I'm pretty sure you've never invited me anywhere. I just show up.
Yeah, kind of like with D&D. No one ever invited you. You were just there. Anyway, milk duds. I had milk duds when I was a little kid, and it got stuck right in my gum, and it had a horrible tooth infection. So, yeah, stay away from milk duds.
I don't think those are hard candies, but those are annoying enough to make your life hard.
So they've been grandfathered in.
We want to grandfather any candies, and you should, I really like them, but Jolly Ranchers will pull out your teeth.
That's true.
Yeah. You don't need to go to the dentist. Just chew on one of those fuckers. Let stick to your crown and then rip it right out.
What's your feeling on saltwater taffy?
I don't think there's enough of it going around.
Kind of like AIDS, huh? Yeah, we need another Vietnam. Wipe out some of these people.
The fuck is wrong with you?
This hard candy segment is taking a dark turn.
The true colors of Jardo Martinez.
But I also, what I kind of like are those novelty. They're not quite hard candies, but those novelty candies you get at country stores. This guy, like,
oh, those are fucking disgusting because they all taste the same and they smell like they've had mothballs in them. And they all have that weird, trippy design of all the candies that's inside waiting for you to chew on.
It's true. It's like just a medley of everything you've ever feared in candy form.
Nice.
So besides hard candies, what do you think is like the biggest threat to your mouth? I mean, what's the sharpest food you think you've ever put in your mouth?
A pepper.
Sharp?
A pepper.
How sharp is this pepper?
Oh.
I didn't say spicy, I said sharp.
Maybe like a graham cracker.
Yeah, what about just a sharp piece of ice? Huh? I've cut myself one of those before.
You're just plain retarded.
I'm not allowed to play with ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Known as methamphetamine.
Yeah, the same thing happened to Pablo Escobar. He wasn't allowed to play with ice either, but it didn't stop him. You've grown to enjoy sushi, right?
Funny story. This guy wanted to hook me up with this really beautiful girl. I mean, she was just, 10 tops.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Yeah.
He even went to my boss and said he needs to get off work early because there's a beautiful woman waiting for him. And my boss says, okay, we'll clock him out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how tops this woman was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I was working at Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
So, as them dragging me along. She was probably about 26, and I was
11.
No, let me finish my story. Anyways, she really liked guys who liked sushi. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right.
Yeah, you told me you wanted me to let you finish your story.
I thought the damn thing had disconnected again and you started clicking buttons and all this weird shit. Anyways, so we got into the place and I ordered the weirdest fucking sushi I could ever imagine. It looked like whale jizz.
I think it's called wasabi, but whatever.
No, it was fish sperm on top of the...
Sure, it wasn't fish eggs.
Fish eggs, whatever the fuck, I don't care. Anyway, long story short, I stuck it in my mouth and I spit it farther than a fucking guy at a redneck fly shooting contest. And she did not find that very impressive.
I'm sure she didn't.
No, she left. That was my experience with sushi.
Have you ever been back on the aquarium saddle again, or you've given up on sushi completely?
I've given it up.
That's disappointing to hear.
Shut up.
You need to get back on the sushi boat.
Yeah, sushi this and sushi that. If I wanted something smelly and fishy, I'd go to Mayport.
Speaking of Mayport, I used to love their Halloween haunted house. Don't you have fond memories of that, Spud?
Running from gangsters? No.
Yeah, they were pretty hardcore. Like, I think one year they even had you had like a real chainsaw and chased after some kids. Although that might not have been for the haunted house.
No, I don't think that was for the haunted house.
That was just a Tuesday in August.
Yeah.
The heat got to somebody.
Yeah, pretty much.
He ain't making Corporal.
All right, so speaking of the heat getting to somebody, this time last year, an elderly couple.
Yeah.
Been married for 50 years. They're both in their late 60s. Almost 70. Yeah, they're in their 70s.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, what happened is that the woman is a nag.
The
man is just like, I've been listening to this for 55 fucking years. You know?
Yeah.
It's too late to get a divorce. You'd be stupid. You know? So, what's the guy do?
Kills her.
He walks up, puts a .38 to her head, blows her brains out, walks across the street to his cop, to his neighbor's neighbor cop that's lived there for 20 years, and heard him arguing and bickering and stuff like that, like elderly folks do. And he says, yeah, my wife kept turning down, turning up the air, and I wanted it down to a cool 70. She wanted it at 80. I solved that problem. She's laid out on the floor. Take me to jail.
Wow, jeez.
That's a true story. Really? And the guy said it so nonchalant that the freaking cop didn't know what to believe. He was like, "Yeah, okay, no, oh yeah." And then like 10 minutes later, his interest got the better of him, and he walked over and saw him sitting in the chair looking at her dead body.
That's crazy.
Don't mess with my air, bitch.
Is this the same guy who sold you the records?
Shut the fuck up.
That's a sore subject, isn't it? Your silence says everything. In other news, did you hear about this plane that went down in San Fran?
I say stop letting the pilots have the minibar.
Yeah, we just need to stop all trade relations with Asia. So that's what you're proposing?
You're close enough.
Have you ever almost been on a plane that went down?
I've been on a plane and been down on. No,
I think the most panicky experience I've ever had on a plane would be that time I had those back spasms, and I was on like the runway, and like I was about to get in the plane, but my back froze up, and I just was down on the ground spasming, and all these people, they didn't even bother to help me; they just walked by.
You were like in the freaking terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about your back spasms, Mr. Feng Shui Fu.
Are we still in Sanford,
Connecticut? Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, just thinking about it. Does it to me. But yeah, they just walked right by me, and some EMT guy eventually found me. Wanted to know if I wanted to be taken from the airport, just the connecting flight, and sent to, like, the hospital in Charlotte. Like, no. Just drag me onto the plane, please.
They put you on the dolly. That's a crazy.
That was a crazy story. Just top that. It's like top a dance that contest. You gotta top that move.
Well, this white boy has a few moves up his sleeve.
Yeah, the tuck and roll, not the face, not the face.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, really, top that move.
I can't.
Top it. I said top it. Tell the audience about...
All right, so remember that time in Boston? Or no, it was in New York. You're walking around holding on to your back like old man Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, this chick is showing her vag to, like, everybody in the city. And all the guys are stopping to look up at the window. And I'm at the top of the place getting something to drink from that health place. And then all of a sudden, I walked over and she closes her legs and gets up and leaves.
Well, she probably thought you were a narc.
That's just my luck, though.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
I have that kind of luck with the women, you know?
I don't know. Things are looking up these days, right? Or no?
Jesus.
Let's talk about your love life.
Why is it all about me? I'm not your guest. I'm your host.
Oh. So you think you're ever going to go back to NYC or is it Jacksonville all the way for you?
The next time I come up to Boston, I want to go out to Coney Island for a minute.
I was just talking about that with my wife the other day. Yeah, we want to definitely do that too. Yeah, that'd be fun. Did you see the Nathan's
Hot Dog? I do want to go back to that curry restaurant. That was really good.
Yeah, that one curry restaurant. There's no more. Just that one.
No, just that one was really good.
Oh, the one in Beantown? Or the one in New York?
Yeah, one in Beantown.
Yeah, that was good stuff. It's so close, too.
Oh, he's talking about Nathan's Famous?
Oh, yeah. In Coney Island, that's where they have the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. That was on the other day. That's some amazing stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, really, when you think about it.
Pretty much.
Think you could ever do that? Think you ever train your body to eat that much wieners?
No.
You sure?
I'm a big fan of Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, so.
I prefer Hebrew National.
You've been drinking?
Have you been drinking? It's the feedback. Like, everything I say gets echoed back to me.
You're like, It sounds like you just don't.
care anymore. It's almost like I finished your thought for you, huh?
Do what?
Yeah, we're back. We're recording again.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a little confused. Where am I?
What so, year is it? So you were talking about how you love Hebrew National.
You know what I don't like is a big fat guy going, yeah, make his naked and skinny. Naked and skinny what? Naked and skinny wiener.
Oh, I think like in New York too, like they used to say, was it two dogs walking in a park and you ordered two hot dogs with just relish?
I don't get it.
You don't get it because it's relish, it's green. Walking through the park. Yeah, well, that's, you know what? I've actually been thinking, I went to a hot dog vendor the other day. It was horrible. They really need more reliable hot dog vendors in the city, I feel like. Maybe that should be a business venture we should get in on.
You know, the food business is so hard. I mean, you could have 120 hot dogs and sell them for $1 a piece, and I swear you only sell two because nobody, it's not in the venture anymore.
Well, that's why you guys sell drugs too, alongside with it.
Nice. Yeah, you want a little crank on that hot dog?
I don't know. I feel like there is, you can make a little bit of money. It would be a good side business.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if I were to like front you the money to start a hot dog stand in Jacksonville, could we split the profits?
I could, you know me. It only costs $5,000.
Wait, to get a hot dog vendor stand?
Yeah.
$5,000? Well, I could cash out my 401k. It is appealing to make all my hot dog dreams come true.
You've been talking about this for a while, actually, about you wanting to own a hot dog stand.
It's true. It's a passion of mine.
Really?
No. But I do daydream a lot about hot dogs. Hope there's nothing Freudian involved with that.
So you can honestly say you have a lot of wieners on your mind?
A lot of Frankfurters, yes.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Tell me more. I don't know. There's a guy in Ithaca who used to do it. It seemed like it was a good side business. So if I ever have a little bit of jingle, we're gonna do something. Get some money together. We're gonna do this. I don't know. What's your dream? You still want to own a restaurant someday?
Yeah, I still want to name it after you.
All right. Don't tell them your name, or my name, or anyone's name. But yeah, what do you think is gonna be on the menu?
All
hard candy.
Sandwiches. All hard candy.
All hard everything. The bread. I broke my tooth.
The restaurant business is another venture that's hard. There's this lady that's starting up one in a few days, and I'm supposed to actually go talk to her about maybe doing something manager style or something of that nature for her restaurant, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
But it's very hard.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Where is it in Jacksonville that you're going to do this?
What do you mean?
Well, you said that you're going to meet with this person. Where are they?
Oh, here in Jacksonville Beach.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can see that working. What's your favorite type of food that you think that if you focus on it, you could make that like the focal point of your restaurant in the future?
Everybody loves a good burger.
It's true. No, it really is true.
The less you do to a good burger, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on how you prepare and what kind of meat you use for that burger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the cow has to be sacrificed in just the right way.
Yeah, by the Zulu King.
By Leatherface. Vroom, vroom,
vroom. Leatherface is my butcher. That's what it's going to say on my shirt.
Leatherface is my messiah. Although Florida, it's so hot. So many UV rays. There are a lot of leather faces rocking around.
So, you looking forward to coming to Jacksonville?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to wading in the toxic sewage that is the ocean of Jack's Beach. Wow. You know what? I was there like a few months ago. It was still a little bit too chilly to enjoy it. And this old couple walked by me as I was frolicking in the icy cold water. They just shook their head at me like, that boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right at all. Hold on, I'm receiving a phone call.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Who was on the phone?
It's my mother.
How's your mother doing?
She's being a mom.
Being a mom? What'd she do?
Anyway, so, you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
That we need to bring some fun. So we should go and get a bunch of chalk and make big freaking hopscotch, and they get a bunch of big girls, you know, and make them hopscotch.
What do you mean by big girls? You mean of like a certain age?
No, I'm talking about like the hot ones.
What do you mean by big?
You know, the older ones, but get all the hot hooter girls to go play hopscotch.
Well, I'm sure that would work out well if we went into Hooters and asked them if they'd like to play hopscotch with us. Have you ever played hopscotch?
When I was younger, but I think it would be kind of cool if you got a bunch of Hooters going.
How are you thinking of enticing them to do this?
Those girls will do anything for $10.
I don't know. I think you're thinking of Dick's Wings, those girls. I don't know. I did hear about... I mean, you've heard that story back in the day about that Hooters girl, right, that was promised a Toyota if she made quota. And she made quota, and they come out, and they give her just this toy Yoda doll. She, like, sued them over it.
That'd be cool if they gave her a monster. In your face, bitch.
Language. Oh, God. So, I was at the movies the other night for a midnight showing of Maniac, which is a great movie, by the way. We'll watch it eventually together. But they had this co-screening of, like, the Ninja Turtles movie, and it was ridiculous. All these, like, 30-year-old, like, overweight guys in their hockey masks and stuff. It was, like, ridiculous. But the cool thing about it is that they did serve pizza during the midnight showing. So if you went to this midnight showing, you got, like, probably one, like, half a slice of pizza, maybe. But it was ridiculous. There's, like, 300 people for this thing.
Didn't I fall asleep during a midnight movie?
You fall asleep a lot during the night, so it's hard to tell. Oh, I think you did.
Yeah, the Tron.
Oh, yeah, but you also you had your first gay experience there, too, because that guy came up and put his hand on your knee and asked you if you were okay. Do you remember this?
That wasn't my first gay experience. Well, my first gay experience was hanging out at a bookstore. But
yeah, learning equals... well, lack of masculinity in your eyes, huh?
Anyway, yeah. If you're learning, you're retarded.
Learning is retarded. How do you think the public school system should be improved?
Well, the teachers first need to give a damn.
Yeah, they really don't.
They just show up day by day like, the same old bugs.
Yeah, and everyone always defends the teachers, too, which is so weird because everyone's pretty much gone through the same experience. We all know how horrible teachers are. Let's just say it. Like, 99.9% of teachers are absolutely worthless. I mean, basically, they're doing the same thing that, like, you know, someone in, like, a jail would do, just watching over, you know, prisoners. I mean, they don't actually teach, the majority of them. Mm. What do you think the worst teacher that you ever had
would be? I was over at Fletcher, and this one black woman had it out for me so bad. And yeah, she had it out for you, huh? She was supposed to be like Christian and everything else, and she treated me like shit. It was the most horrible thing.
Yeah, what's the worst thing she ever did to you?
I still to this day have kidney problems, but if I hold in my urine for more than 5 minutes, my kidneys start to feel like they're getting punched in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the normal, I can hold it. It's painful, like, God damn it, I got to piss.
Yeah, I've been there.
Well, this fucking lady didn't believe me, and I was, like, literally, like, just ready to flip out. And they're like, well, Jesus, he has an anger problem. Let him go to the bathroom and then send him to detention. You know?
Did you leave Fletcher right after that incident?
Do what, Daniel?
Did you? Hey, there's two hosts, not three hosts.
Hey, pause it, and I'll call you right back.
All right. One. All right, and we're back here with my co-host, Spud, who actually now also has a successful career as a musician going on. So tell us a little bit about that, Spud.
Well, I wouldn't say so much successful or a career, but I do get paid in beer.
That's pretty good. That's something.
Yeah. It's a start, you know. Yeah. And I play harmonica for a southern folk band called Hoobieu.
Nice.
It's Hoobieu, and it's Creole, French Creole, meaning who are you? And what I like about it so much is, A, I'm out of my element because I play blues harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to intertwine my music with his music. So I get to show off who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And